This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news. The headlines first. Landslide kills three people in Cascade district this morning. Government of Nepal and World Bank sign 54 billion rupees road support project in Nepal to boost post-COVID-19 recovery. Gandaki state reports 25 new coronavirus cases today. 17 corona infected persons return home after recovery in Parbat district today. And India records 1 million coronavirus cases as pandemic hits villages. Now the news in detail. A landslide occurred at Mathapucherula municipality of Cascade district has left three people dead this morning. According to Ward Chair Krishna Prasad Dawadi, the landslide that blanketed the house of local Prem Rajabika at Khorakhomukh in the Ward 8 at around 5:45 a.m. and killed his two grandsons Kusal Samir and granddaughter Regina Bika. Dawadi added the security personnel and local recovered the dead bodies from the landslide. The landslide occurred beyond 200 meters had swept away the house made of stone and mud. Deputy Superintendent of Police of District Police Office Subhas Hamal confirmed the death of three persons in the incident of landslide. He informed that the team comprising Chief District Officer Gyan Prasad Dhakal and Police Chief Jivan Ram Shrestha has reached the site. Government of Nepal and World Bank sign 54 billion rupees road support project in Nepal to boost post-COVID-19 recovery. The Government of Nepal and the World Bank have signed a 54 billion rupees financing agreement that will help Nepal improve the efficiency and safety of transport infrastructure, improve efficiency of cross-border trade, and strengthen capacity for strategic road network management. This is the single largest value project that the Government of Nepal has signed with the World Bank. In the presence of Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, the agreement was signed by the Finance Secretary Sisir Kumar Dhungana on behalf of the Government of Nepal and the World Bank Country Director from Maldives, Nepal and Sri Lanka, Faris Hadad Jervasas. On the occasion, Finance Minister Dr. Khatiwada thanked the World Bank Group for supporting this important project that would enhance connectivity and country integration along with cross-border markets to support post-COVID-19 recovery. The government is working on a 3R relief, recovery and resilience strategy to help Nepal build back better from the impacts of COVID-19 crisis. This project will be critical for boosting economic possibilities and enhancing trade facilitation to speed up recovery and resilience. The standing committee meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party scheduled for 11 a.m. today has been postponed till Sunday at 3 p.m. Nepal Communist Party chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli and another chair of the party, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prasanda, have been making their efforts to forge consensus to resolve inter-party disputes for weeks. 25 new cases of coronavirus have been reported at Gandaki state today. According to Health Director of the state, 7 persons from Tanhu and 13 persons from East Nawalparasi were reported positive for the virus. With this, the total number of corona infected persons in Gandaki state has reached 2,256. Likewise, 17 corona infected persons have returned home after recovery in Parbat district today. According to District Health Office, 17 people returned home from the hospital after recovery. Similarly, three new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Birgans today. According to Narayani Hospital, 2 females and 1 male were tested positive for the coronavirus. Narayani Medical Hospital Superintendent Dr. Madan Upadhyay informed that all the corona infected people are taken to local COVID hospital. Meantime, a COVID-19 patient was undergoing treatment at BP Koirala Institute of Health Science died last night. According to Health Institute, the deceased is a 73-year-old man from Rajbiraj municipality of Saptari district. The Tansen Butwal road section has come to a grinding halt after rain-triggered landslide disrupted the Siddhartha Highway. With the fall of landslide on the highway, the Tansen Butwal road stretch has been obstructed since early this morning. Deputy Superintendent of Police of Palpa District Police Office Madan Giri informed the highway traffic has been completely disrupted with the occurrence of a landslide at Tansen. The police said it is still difficult to remove the debris of landslide from the highway due to continuous rain. Landslide is still occurring in the area with the incident rain. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecasted heavy rainfall in various areas of the country beginning from July 19. The department has also urged all living at high risk of monsoon-induced disasters to remain in high alert. The torrential rain to pour from July 19 will last for 3 to 4 days. The department has predicted light to moderate rainfall in many of the places over this period, while some places will witness downpour. Meteorologist Dr. Archana Shrestha said that the weather is almost normal until July 18. Although monsoon will be more active in the eastern part of the country, places across Uttar Pashchim state will receive heavy rainfall. Torrential rain have been expected in state 1, state number 2, state 5, Bagmati state and some places in Gandak state and Uttar Pashchim and Karnali state, triggering disasters like flood, landslide and soil erosion among others from July 19. It is warned that the water level in the rivers in state number 1, state 2, Bagmati state, Gandak state could rise alarmingly, leading to flood and inundation. It is predicted that Kankai, Tamor, Sunkosi, Saptakosi, Kamala, Bagmati, Budi Gandaki, Seti, Morsangdi, Kali Gandaki and its tributaries will be swollen due to heavy rainfall during this period. According to department, there is also likelihood of flash flood in the streams in Mead Hill, Chure and Tarai areas. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority CEO Anil Pokhrel urged the concerned communities to remain alert and not to reside in the high-risk areas and riverside given the possibility of flash flood. The authority has enabled early warning system and has been publishing bulletin about flood and weather daily. Besides this, it has been alerting the concerned communities through social networking sites and SMS. You are listening to Nepal's 2 PM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. According to Federal Health Ministry, India recorded 34,956 new infections today, making the total so far 1 million with 25,602 deaths from COVID-19. That compares to some 3.6 million cases in the United States and 2 million in Brazil, both countries with populations under than 400 million. India became the third country in the world to record more than 1 million coronavirus cases, behind only the United States and Brazil, as infection spread further out into the countryside and smaller towns. For India's population of around 1.3 billion, experts say a million cases are still low and the number will rise significantly in the coming months as testing is expanded. Epidemiologists say India is still likely months away from hitting its peak of cases, suggesting the country's already overburdened healthcare system will come under the further strain. European Union leaders meet on Friday for the first face-to-face summit since the coronavirus crisis, with low expectation of a deal on €750 billion post-COVID stimulus package. The main issue is how much of the recovery fund will be handed out in grants and how much in loans. They also need to agree on a 7-year budget worth another €1.07 trillion. German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned ahead of the summit that the positions are still far apart. The Brussels meeting is due to continue on Saturday, but EU leaders may need longer to reach a deal. A French official said an agreement this weekend was possible, but certainly needed to be wrapped up by the end of the summer. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Landslide kills 3 people in Cascade district this morning. Government of Nepal and World Bank sign ₹54 billion road support project in Nepal to boost post-COVID-19 recovery. Gandaki state reports 25 new coronavirus cases today. 17 corona-infected persons return home after recovery in Parbat district today. And India records 1 million coronavirus cases as pandemic hits villages. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 18 evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.